Now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. Now, you may have noticed people walking down the street fixated on a little device in their hand, right? And no, I'm not talking about a smartphone. I'm talking about fidget spinners. Do you have one? I'll bet you do. You can spin, you flip, or even toss these brightly colored clover leaf devices. Say that quickly. They're supposed to help alleviate stress, but they've been banned in some classrooms by teachers because they become a distraction. What happened to stress balls or those repeated pen clicks? Yeah, remember? No? Well, my next guest is here to tell us the good and bad of these fidget widgets. Catherine Ispister is professor of computational media at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Welcome to Science Friday.
Oh, thank you very much.
So fidgeting is a very specific behavior. So what characterizes fidgeting, for example, from other movements or behaviors?
Yeah, so I guess how we think about fidgeting is it's moving something around in your hands or sometimes, fidgeting with your body when you're doing something else. So when you're in a meeting, when you're talking with someone, when you're trying to study. So it's an activity that happens alongside other things you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a good thing that we all have something to play with while we're thinking about stuff.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's research, actually, that moving your hands around can actually help your brain perform a little better. So it's something everyone does, and it's really not necessarily a problem, provided that it doesn't get distracting, of course.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the downside that people are saying about this fidget spinner, is that it is distracting, especially in a classroom.
Yeah, well, so some fidgets are the kind of thing you can just keep quietly in your own hand. So you think about something like a stress ball or a worry stone, or there was a recent craze for this putty that all the kids had. And those things you can use without having to look at them. But the thing about the fidget spinner is that you kind of have to look at it to get it going, to get it spinning. And a lot of the tricks that the kids are really impressed by have to do with balancing the spinner. So, of course, not only does that get the kid looking at the spinner, but it also gets everyone else in the classroom looking at the spinner, which isn't exactly so great for the teacher.
You know, I've played with one of these, and I don't see it. Maybe it's me. I don't see it as something for fidgeting. It's more like a toy. Than something, mm-hmm. You know, fidgeting, you don't look at the thing, you just sort of fidget with it.
Exactly. I think that oftentimes fidgets are pleasing to look at, but you don't have to look at them in order for them to do their work for you. I think mostly I would say fidgeting is more of a kinesthetic, tactile thing, something to do with the connection between the hands and the brain rather than the eyes, the hands, and the brain.
Yeah, you have studied fidget widgets in the past. What are you interested in finding out about that?
Yeah, well, so actually my student Mike Karleski got really interested in why people fidgeted while they worked, and we realized that most computer devices have taken a lot of the nice fidgetable qualities out of how they're designed. So we're actually trying to make smart fidgets to sort of build back those interesting kinesthetic qualities into objects that you fidget with, but that also can, for example, capture traces of how you're fidgeting. So to help you keep track a little better of when you fidget, maybe mm-hmm. think about why and think about how to manage how you do your work every day even better.
You know, you used to get stigmatized for fidgeting. People would say, oh, no, look, don't stop it. Your mother would hit slap your hand, that sort of thing. But now it's sort of turned around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think as people have started to understand better the link between good thinking and body movement, it's become much more sensible and common sense, really, even among teachers in elementary schools, that kids do need to move around a little bit to think well.
Catherine, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you.
You're welcome.
Happy
Thanks.
Fidgeting. Happy Have a happy weekend while you're fidgeting. Catherine Ispister, Professor of Computational Media, University of California, Santa Cruz.